proper term to use there or not.
If you have a clear blue sky and then suddenly little puffs of clouds start to appear and then more clouds start drifting in, what would you say the clouds are?
What the clouds are doing?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I don't know what I'd use there to explain that kind of a deal.
What would you call a brief, heavy rain?
Well, you might. I could think of two or three things to call it: a downpour or a gully washer. We had a downpour here the other night, if you want to know something. Then we had that storm. Yes. Or I've heard people say, oh, it just rained in torrents. I've heard that expression too. Or it rained cats and dogs.
I had a friend who used to call them frog stranglers.
Yes.
A real frog strangler.
Yes, sir. That's right. I've heard, and then I've heard people say, oh, it just rained cats and dogs.
Well, what would you call a storm that has lightning and thunder?
Lightning and thunder? Well, I would call it a thunderstorm. Certainly we have to have lightning to have thunder. You can't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm. And you, we were talking about windstorms. Unfortunately, the machine was off. What did you say you called the place where you went when the wind blew? When you thought there might be a tornado or a cyclone?
Well, we had this cellar that I was telling you about. Now they call them storm shelters. Well, we called it a cellar. Well, I know my folks would say, well, you better get in the cellar. It's going to storm. See? And now they call them storm shelters.
And
I've heard the term. Well, you folks got a freight hole.
Freight hole.
Yeah. Call them freight holes. Yeah, I've heard that expression used a lot of times. Well, you got a freight hole, so by golly, if a storm, we can get in it. Yeah, I've heard that used a lot of times. Freight hole.
What kinds of windstorms did you have?
Huh?
What kinds of windstorms did you have?
Well, we had tornadoes and we had this. Great, heavy, hard winds, and we had cyclones. And don't ask me to try to give you the difference between a cyclone and a tornado, but there is a difference. But I don't know whether I'm in a position to explain the difference in a tornado and a cyclone. But I rather think, from my own opinion, recollection, a tornado could just be a great hard wind, mm-hmm. And it could be accompanied with rain and lightning and thunder, but a cyclone is one of these funnels. These things that goes around this way, this twister business. No, that's my definition between a tornado and a cyclone.
Mm-hmm.
But now whether I'm no meteorologist. Meteorologists don't take that for the correct answer to that, but
well, it's important to know these things.
It might
talk about
might
one thing, and it doesn't mean that to
something
else.
That'd be my way of explaining the difference between a cyclone and a tornado.
Mm-hmm. It's important to me to know that
there's some question. I see in a paper back there. There's some question whether this was a tornado or whether it was a cyclone that we had down here. And from looking at the pictures and the results and what happened, I rather think it was a tornado, just a hard, terrific, hard, straight wind that unroofed these buildings.